Hello, and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk to Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is James Lee, and we're broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for joining us today. I'd like to welcome Renee Altamirano to the podcast. She's the new owner of RC Coffee and Collectibles. It's located over on Malvern. Tell me a little bit about what y'all do.
So it's a great little store. We're right next to the Walmart, right on Malvern, so it's really a nice location. We've got a large location. We have coffee, sandwiches, breakfast items, so you can grab something to eat, along with shop. You can shop for collectibles, any type of die-cast cars, sports cards, Pokemon cards, and then also different, you know, consignment items. We consign for the general public, so if you have anything that you would like to, you know, get rid of, but not give away, we can sell it for you. And then you can come in. We have a little bit of a thrift area as well, so and different vendors that have different booths. So there's a wide variety of stuff that you can see at our store.
Yeah. So you told me a while ago that y'all, or that you've only been the new owner since May, so you're coming up on a year.
Yep.
How did you get involved and take over the business?
So I always had kind of a side gig where I sold online. Mm-hmm. I was a reseller. I've actually been selling on eBay for about 22 years. Wow. So yeah, I've been doing it for a long time. And so I've slowly, well, not really slowly, but I've accrued a lot of inventory in my house. And so mm-hmm. my husband was always interested in me looking to find an actual store. And I also had a lot of people that would ask me to consign things for them as well. But it being in my house, it's hard because I have to hold the items. And so then when this opportunity came to pass, my actual husband knew the previous owners, and we would shop at their store as well. And when they thought that, you know, they needed to take some time at home with their family, they offered the store to me to see if that would be something I'd be interested in, since I kind of have that background mm-hmm. in the resale. And so, yeah, so it's exciting. So now I'm in it, and now I am able to offer the consignment for the general public, which has really, really been taking off. A lot of people have always wanted to sell on eBay. Mm-hmm. It is a hassle. I mean, honestly, I wish I didn't have to do it myself, but I've pretty much gone through all the different headaches, and so I kind of know how to manage it mm-hmm. Appropriately. And so it's just kind of the beast that we have to deal with. But at least it makes it nice so that other people don't have to worry about it. I handle all that, handle all the shipping, all the questions, all the headaches that go along with it. And then it also makes it able to, for the general public to come in and shop as well. So, yeah, things that we have on eBay are also in the store that you can look at and get.
So you said that y'all do have different booths for people. You know, what kind of vendors do you have over there, and you know, what kinds of things can somebody expect to see?
Yeah, I mean, really, we run the gamut. Anything from, you know, your old antiques, your collectibles, old circus posters, old pottery, really old artifacts from other countries. We've got a recent collector that's been collecting for probably 40 years, and he's a new vendor that has started putting in his items, and he has things back from, you know, Asian history that are just very old. We also have a booth that has sports stuff. So we've got jerseys, NASCAR t-shirts, things like that. We've got Nike shoes that you can purchase. They're, you know, they are used, mm-hmm. But there's a whole bunch of Nike shoes. We've got, you know, some clothes. We've got some furniture, some sports equipment, water skis, some exercise equipment. So we kind of try to have everything, you know, that you might need in that store to look around.
Yeah. So you weren't kidding about a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and looking at it, it doesn't seem like it's that large a location, especially once you started listing off all these things. How large is it?
I'll be honest. I'm not exactly sure okay. of the square footage. I want to say about 3,500 square feet to 4,000. Right. But yeah, we have the one side, and then we even have another side in the back, a back room.
Oh, wow.
So, but it does fill up pretty fast, though.
Right.
But yeah, everyone, as soon as people walk in, they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize you had all of this here.
Right.
And so it is. And then they always, you know, and everybody loves said how much of a variety we have, because we do have just about anything, die-cast cars, you know, really lighters, coins. We do a lot of coins as well. That's we actually have a couple clubs that meet with us. One is the Coin Club.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, so we've got all sorts of different items. We just have a new consigner that's doing magic cards, and we're even trying to eventually get into play, so to be able to offer tournaments for Magic, mm-hmm. Pokemon, you know, different Dungeons and Dragons is one that we're looking at trying to get started. So yeah, we're trying to do whatever we can do to help and be available for the community. If it's something that people want, you know, we're available. We've got a nice little area inside, mm-hmm. Next to the coffee bar to sit down. So there's a whole seating area that you can take advantage of as well. So
tell me a little bit about the cafe, coffee bar type place that y'all've got over there as well.
Yeah, so we are like a coffee shop. We have espresso machines. You know, we do our lattes, cappuccinos. We also have really great fraps, which is like a blended ice drink. Those are our most popular. Our most popular flavor is going to be our salted white chocolate turtle. But we have those that are going to be great come summer, now that it's starting to get warm out.
Absolutely.
We also offer a little breakfast. We do a really good breakfast croissant sandwich. We can also do a waffle witch, which is something that the previous owners came up with, where it's a breakfast sandwich, sausage or ham with egg and cheese between two waffles. And that's really popular with a side of syrup. So if you have a little bit of a sweet tooth. And then for lunch, we have, you know, and it's all hand done, you know, at the time. So it's nothing pre-made. We do make it, you know, as ordered. We have ham sandwiches, turkey sandwiches, and I do a Reuben as well. That's really popular. It's not on rye bread. It's on Texas toast, but I do have the real Russian dressing with the sauerkraut. And that's always a big favorite as well.
And you know, I know when it comes to coffee shops, a lot of people want to know, you know, can you buy the beans? Can you buy ground coffee from y'all as well?
I only really have two types of coffee beans. Mm-hmm. We have our espresso bean and we do a Colombian Arabica bean.
Right.
But yes, I do sell the beans either whole or ground that are available if anybody ever wanted any.
Tune in to check out the Garland County Library's new podcast every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
And you mentioned Pokemon. I know that there has been a Pokestop there. Is that still a thing? And
yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we're really proud of our Pokemon side, and we're really trying to grow that even more. We have the Pokestop. We're trying to get it moved a little bit because, you know, it's not exactly at our location, but that gives us a little bit of freedom because we're trying to get a gym and other things as well. We're actually in contact with one of the head Pokemon Go. He's a gentleman that does Facebook and things like that. And he's trying to help us to do maybe some community events in the future. And then along with that, we have our Pokemon cards. We do a trade night every month. It's the third Friday of each month. That starts at 6 and it goes to about 8:30. It's completely free of charge. It's a family-friendly event. We have all sorts of people from 5 years old all the way to 50 that come in with their binders and sit down and grab a coffee and then sit down and trade. And we do have some people that will play at random times, but it's just a really good time. And so we're trying to turn that also into a type of a tournament play and get some more and even learn. My son and daughter trade Pokemon, and my son is wanting to learn how to play the actual game, and so that's one of the things that we're looking at trying to develop over this year to try to get some more play as well.
Yeah, so for those who aren't as familiar with Pokemon Go, Can you tell me a little bit about what you mean by a gem and what a Pokestop is?
Yeah, so with the Pokemon Go, what you're looking at is collecting the different Pokemons virtually. Instead of it being a card that you collect it virtually. And then you can put them into the gym and they can battle and you can earn points and things like that. So obviously the more area that you have, the more Pokemon that can be there and that will come and more people can add to, and it just makes it, you know, a lot more fun. So that's what we're hoping to get, is just more of those things. And then eventually we can do community events, and they do special Pokemon that you can only get at certain times, mm-hmm. and things like that. So it makes it really fun and enjoyable. But it's all virtual on your phone, so you don't have to actually buy anything. You don't have to buy the booster packs or anything like that, because Pokemon, you know, can be a little bit expensive when you're looking at the cards. Mm-hmm. So it's just a fun way to be involved virtually on your phone.
Yeah. You know, you've also mentioned the possibility of starting some Dungeons & Dragons stuff. You've got Magic the Gathering. I know typically those are kind of things that tend to be associated with the, well, for lack of a better term, the nerdy type crowd. Is that something that, you know, has interested you, and is that part of the reason that y'all are trying to do this, or is this, you know, just what the clientele of the store seems to be and enjoy?
Yeah, it's kind of morphed into the clientele. Before, the previous owners had Pokemon, mm-hmm. But they didn't really go into the other Magic. They didn't go as much into sports cards. Mm-hmm. Sports cards are also a big thing that have started to come. So we've just following what the clients are wanting, and also the vendors. You know, if we have people that are able to share their knowledge, we love that. And so that's where we're trying to get Dungeons & Dragons. Well, I have some consigners, mm-hmm. that have mentioned that they would love to have a place here, you know, like mine, that they could come and play. And so that's kind of just what we're trying to make for them.
Yeah. And when it comes to dealing with vendors and all, I know that it can sometimes be daunting for someone who's got a lot of stuff that they do want to sell, they want to become a vendor. What is that process? What do people need to do to be involved in that and to kind of get started?
Yeah. So it is really easy to get started. The best thing is just to look at what you have. We do try to stay in the $30 or more range. You know, we're not wanting to be a yard sale. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you do want to bring things of value that other people are actively, you know, looking at and purchasing. I will say we do go by eBay, just because that's my background. And it's an easy way to see what items are selling and what have sold. So I look at eBay sold prices to see, you know, what are these items worth? What are people willing to buy them for? And are they actively being bought? And so all people have to do is bring in, you know, a group of their items that are of value, and we'll literally sit down with them and go through the different items, and I'll let them know kind of what I'm thinking and see what their thoughts are. And then after that, people are kind of just used to it, and they just come in and bring a box. And so, and then every month you can come and collect, you know, your portion of the money. And so I've got a lot of consigners where each month they bring me a box. They come in, they collect their money, and they bring me another box, you know, for the next month. And we just keep rolling it that way. But they really enjoy it. It's nice. It gives them a little extra cash each month. And so it's been working out really well. And a lot of people are spreading the word. So we're getting quite busy, which is great.
Yeah. Now, with the booths, does each booth tend to be, you know, generally focused in one thing, or do you have some booths that are like, you know, I know when you go to a lot of stores that have booths by different people, you have some that have everything from collectibles, you know, antiques to like playing cards and that kind of thing. So is it kind of a range of things, or does each booth tend to be kind of focused? I know you said you have one that's mostly, yeah, know, sports cards and the like.
So it does depend. So I do have a couple vendors that do have multiple items. So in their booth, you'll see a wide range from clothes to dishware to fans, you know, all sorts of things. But then throughout most of the store, it is somewhat sectioned out. In our back room, we try to keep our furniture and some of our lamps. But of course, you know, you'll see some around the store in random places. Our sports equipment, we try to keep it, you know, in that vicinity. That's where being as a consignment instead of a vendor, mm-hmm. having a booth, as a consignment, I get to choose where I want to put your items. So then I can, you know, put them where they need to be. With right. the booths, then obviously they just have to be in that location. But most of it is, you know, around where it makes sense. Yeah. And you can, you know, if you're looking for glassware, it's in the back, you know, and you can see all the different kitchenware and glassware. Or if you're looking for books, it's over in the other corner.
And suppose somebody comes in and it's like, you know, I'm looking for this. You know, obviously, you know most of the stuff that's in the store. But suppose it's something that you don't have, but you might know somebody that has something like that. Are you able to do some of that? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have some people that are collectors of certain things. So, yeah, I make notes and keep track of different things that they're in the market for. And so that, because every day I get new things. So, yeah, if it comes in, I'll give them a call and let them know, you know, what's here and to let them know so they can come in and see it for sure. And then also, I love when people do mention, you know, if they are interested in something in particular, because not everything is out on the floor. Some things I've just put in the back because it might be more of a specialized item that the general public is not going to look for. Mm-hmm. But if somebody lets me know that they are, then I can go in the back and, you know, and pull those items as well.
You told me where you are. What are your hours?
We're open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6.
Okay. And, you know, suppose somebody wants to get in touch with y'all, give phone number, website, Facebook, anything like that.
Yeah. So our phone number is 501-359-3555. Our email is rccoffeeshopping@gmail.com. And, yeah, you can find us on Facebook at RC Coffee and Collectibles. We even have an Instagram. But, yeah, we're there. We also do, I didn't mention this, we also do buy silver and gold and coins as well. So that's something that we do as well, is just buy straight out any scrap or any jewelry to help out people as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I appreciate you coming by.
Yeah, I appreciate you having us on.
No,
we hope people find us. That's one thing we hear a lot. They're like, we never knew you were here. So we've got windows displayed with bright colored Pokemon characters and, you know, Razorback is on there and all sorts of things. So you shouldn't be able to miss our windows. And yeah, just come in and check it out. You never know what you're going to see. And come back the following week because it's going to be new stuff there all the time.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes are released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for listening.
Hey, podcast listeners. We've got a special deal just for you. $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link hotsr.com/podcast23 to get this great deal.